From VOA News, I'm Lori London. With the military banned, playing Navy jets, giving a flyover tribute, the body of the 41st U.S. President George H.W. Bush was laid to rest at his library in College Station, Texas. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, the Bush family celebrated the life of the 41st president at a funeral service in his home church Thursday in Houston, Texas, before transporting his remains on a train to his final resting stop.
In the Houston church where the Bush family worships, there were personal touches.
Amazing grace.
After years of playing for the president, the Oak Ridge Boys performed in his honor. There were hymns the president himself chose and a tribute from his eldest grandson, George P. Bush, to the man he called Gampy.
George Herbert Walker Bush is the most gracious, most decent, most humble man that I will ever know.
Houston sports legends Nolan Ryan and J.J. Watt were among those paying their respects before the ex-president's body was driven to the train that would carry him to his final resting spot, his library in College Station.
That's AP's Sagar Magani. China is demanding Canada immediately free the CFO of telecom giant Huawei after she was arrested last Saturday on a U.S. warrant. Police arrested Meng Wanzhou at the Vancouver airport. She faces possible extradition to the United States after a bail hearing on Friday. The charges against Meng are unclear, but Canada's Globe and Mail newspapers say she is suspected of trying to evade U.S. sanctions with Iran, or against Iran, something U.S. officials have been suspecting about.